This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or TryZonaNow.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call us 888-302-3684 to get in on the action. We invite your phone calls this hour, and we've got lots to talk about. In an article that I wrote this week, I pushed back on claims that vitamin D deficiency is exaggerated. That was the subject of an op-ed in the New England Journal of Medicine. So check it out at drhoffman.com. And if you subscribe to our newsletter, you would have gotten it directly in your inbox. We'll talk a little bit later about why the assertion that vitamin D deficiency is exaggerated is just plain wrong. And speaking of wrong, the New York Times gets it wrong again. They got it wrong big time with their election prognostications. They actually issued a letter of apology to readers saying that we will try in the future to cover things with greater objectivity. But it's tough to get it wrong big time twice in the same month. And they got it wrong with an article by Jane Brody with the lurid title, Studies Show Little Benefits in Supplements. And that study is way wrong because, well, it's actually not a study. It's an article in the New York Times. And what they do in one fell swoop is they attempt to generalize that there's no evidence that supplements really work, and yet people irrationally. Why is it that people irrationally keep taking supplements when the studies say that supplements don't work? And yes, it's true, among the thousands and thousands of studies that are published each year, if you cherry-pick the studies, and if you just look at a few of the studies, some poor quality studies, some studies that are placed in medical journals which already have a systemic bias against nutritional supplements, that, yeah, you'll find some studies that say that supplements fall short. But saying that supplements don't work is a little bit like saying pharmaceutical drugs don't work. You know, surely there are studies that suggest that pharmaceutical drugs don't work or that they're downright dangerous. It happens all the time. Drugs are released on the unsuspecting populace. So people take them. They get sick, and then the drugs are then unceremoniously withdrawn from the marketplace, and then the lawsuits begin. And so one could generalize that don't ever take a prescription medication because of those kinds of situations. And, yeah, we're conservative about prescribing prescription medications, but, prescription medications do have their utility from time to time. And similarly, you can't make broad generalizations about supplements based on just a few negative studies. And, you know, what was interesting about the article, not so much the article, but the comments section on the article, I would say that there were literally scores of comments on the Jane Brody article in the New York Times. And I would say about 70% of them pushed back against the assertion that supplements show little benefit. Stan in Brooklyn wrote, obviously, there are charlatans in every sphere of life, but it seems that the medical establishment and big pharma feel especially threatened by any challenge to their authority and orthodoxy. I myself find these kinds of sweeping dismissals of all the hundreds of supplements to be arrogant displays of presumption and ignorance. Just throw out the baby, the bathwater, and the bathtub. This, while the government allows, through a grandfather clause, the use of numerous grass
generally recognize the safe additives in our food, despite inadequate and incomplete modern testing on many of them. And comments such as, quote, the combination pill would be too big for most people to swallow for adequate calcium intake is inane. People simply can take several such tablets. And Joanne from New Jersey writes, it's despicable that the New York Times would dedicate this amount of space in such a misleading headline in promotion of their drug sponsors. There are 2.7 million serious adverse reactions to prescription drugs each year, including 128,000 deaths. New York Times, how about dedicating your headlines and space to those statistics? Supplements are incredibly safe, allowing us each to do our own research as to which supplements actually work for us. To each individual, it doesn't matter whether 28% of the population is helped by a supplement or 88%, as long as the individual is in the group that is helped. Lumping everyone together cancels out our bio-individuality, destroying important data. When I pay for my Times subscription, I expect that the articles are going to be in service to the readers, not the drug sponsors. Shame on you, New York Times. And this wasn't a comment. This is one of my colleagues. When I sent the article to one of my colleagues, he wrote back. And I think this really captures the spirit of our current political and social situation, because if nothing else, the Trump victory, you know, whether you like Trump or hate Trump, it indicates, and the Bernie Sanders phenomenon to some extent on the left, indicates that people just don't want to listen to, quote, authority, that our belief in media, our belief in mainstream politicians, our belief in the news itself is being eroded because of bias and, to some extent, a desire to control the populace's viewpoints on a variety of issues. And so one of my colleagues wrote, yes, the mainstream media doesn't get it. Same issue with the recent election. Americans are sick and tired of the mainstream media with their biases and hidden agendas, telling us how to live, what works and what doesn't, and what we should be doing. And I think that sums it up very nicely. Notwithstanding articles like this that appear from time to time, people are going to keep taking their supplements. 888-302-3684 is their number. Let's talk to Barbara in New Jersey. How are you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
I have AFib, and my doctor and my cardiologist are both wanting me to get the catheter ablation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what you thought about that. My heart has been shocked twice. The mm-hmm. first time it held for, I don't know, 3-4 months. And now
right.
the second time, I don't know how long it'll hold.
Right.
And the second question is,
Wait, hang on. Let me just answer the first question. I can't think that far ahead. So first question is, you know, should you have an ablation? And so ablation is one of the ways that you can control atrial fibrillation. I mean, you can shock the heart into normal heart rhythm. You can medicate the heart into normal heart rhythm sometimes, but many people fail that. And ablation means a zapping of the electrical system in the heart. It's done in a precision fashion to try and change the way that electrical impulses are conducted, which trigger heartbeats. And ablation is getting better and better. It is often effective at controlling atrial fibrillation, which is nice because you have a normal rhythm, you have the normal pumping action of your heart, and sometimes that reduces the need to be on blood thinners, which virtually every patient with atrial fibrillation needs to do. The downside is that there can be problems, and I actually know several cases where people have had damage to their pulmonary vessels, the blood vessels to their lungs. That's a rare but kind of devastating complication of ablation. Now, this was something that happened a few years back. Maybe the techniques have improved, but there are risks associated with any procedure. And so, it's a risk-benefit equation. If you're fine, you're controlled, you're on medication, you're okay with that, maybe it's better to be conservative and just use the medication and not go for a potentially risky procedure. That's all I can say. And, you know, I'd have to maybe talk to you, find out what's going on, and maybe make a more targeted recommendation for you. So what's the second part of the question?
The second, Monsarelto. And,
the blood thinner.
Is it a good idea for me to take the you know, I have Ultimate Omega.
Yeah, and that's a great question. In fact, you know, you're anticipating something that's actually going to appear as a podcast next week. You know, the theme of a podcast that I'm going to release next week, which, you know, if you subscribe to our podcast or go to drhoffman.com, you can download it. And the theme of that is, why isn't everyone taking fish oil? Because I think fish oil is something that should be a universal supplement. And, you know, there may be many reasons. Some people don't know the benefits of fish oil. Some people are afraid to take it because they're on certain medication. And I go through, you know, the seven or eight different objections that people might have to taking fish oil. And we try to explain where, you know, those objections may not be relevant. And when it comes to blood thinners, since these newer drugs, Eliquis, Xarelto, these are a little less well studied than Coumadin or warfarin that they previously relied upon blood thinner for atrial fibrillation. Studies show that the vast majority of people who take Coumadin can safely take fish oil. I've looked at the studies very carefully, and there are some rare cases where when you get your Coumadin monitored, sometimes you'll see what's called an increase in proton, which means the blood is thin too much when you take fish oil, but that can easily be identified because you get tests frequently. Because Xarelto and Eliquis don't require blood tests, it's a little harder to pin that down. But, you know, my advice to people who take those medications along with fish oil is go ahead and take the fish oil in moderate doses. You can take a capsule or two daily. And if you notice that you're having easy bruising, or if your gums are bleeding, or if you have a nosebleed, or if you're a man, when shaving, the blood doesn't stop, then check with your doctor and see if maybe you're one of the rare people who is over anticoagulated when you take fish oil. Usually not a problem. But listen to that podcast that we're going to put up at drhoffman.com next week. The theme is, why shouldn't everyone be taking fish oil? And I think with rare exceptions, that's a pretty good idea. All right? 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And an important message about a supplement that can help you with energy. You know, probably the single biggest problem I encounter in my medical practice, patients who are tired or suffer from chronic fatigue. And here is a supplement that can address that problem. It's the only nutritional system clinically proven to reduce and eliminate fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. I've been talking about it for a long time. You will recognize
Propax with NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Propax is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, omega-3s, and NT Factor. It's a one-stop shop, all combined to help you feel better, and it contains no harmful ingredients. Propax with NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. And clinical trials have shown Propax reduces fatigue by almost half and even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've personally been taking it for years. I don't go a day without it. And I recommend it to my patients at the Hoffman Center. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay. The next damage control story. I mean, it's getting a little monotonous, folks, because we've been taking supplements have safeguarded our health, and yet there's pushback from the establishment. And so this week, in damage control mode, once again, I wrote an article entitled, "Is the Pandemic of Vitamin D Deficiency Exaggerated, as is the Unwarranted Conclusion of a New England Journal of Medicine op-ed?" And in the wake of that, a lot of people who listen to this program and follow me on drhoffman.com were upset by headlines like this: "Vitamin D Deficiency Widely Overestimated, Doctors Warn." Or this one: "Vitamin D Deficiency is Overrated. Is Your Doctor Fooling You?" Or this one: "Doctors Claim That Too Much Vitamin D Is Bad For You." And finally, "Too many people are worried about vitamin D deficiency." So what's all the fuss about? Well, the article in question is not a new study. It's just an opinion by some people at the Institute of Medicine and the Office of Dietary Supplements of the National Institutes of Health. Now, these are the guardians of our access to drugs, surgeries, and supplements, self-appointed experts, who are the arbiters of what's good for us. And they have concluded that the only thing vitamin D is good for is osteoporosis. And they look at evidence suggesting that vitamin D may play a role in the prevention and treatment of type 1 and type 2 diabetes, hypertension, glucose intolerance, multiple sclerosis, and other medical conditions, in cancer, and even a study that shows that the use of vitamin D supplements is associated with extending longevity, a reduction in overall mortality from any cause. That's pretty good. A supplement that fends off virtually all forms of misfortune, reducing mortality from any cause. But then they dismiss the evidence and conclude that it doesn't really do anything for you. So I rant and rave about this in an article at drhoffman.com. Please check it out, because they're dead wrong. There's so many reasons to take vitamin D, and vitamin D should be part of our daily regimen. All right, 888-302-3684. We'll continue answering your questions and share more information with you on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Here's a blood pressure solution that I think you're really going to like because it's non-invasive. It's not a drug solution. It's not even a supplement that you take. I mean, many supplements can help to support healthy blood pressure. But unfortunately, I see people who take all the right supplements, eat the right diet, they try to exercise, and yet they can't control their blood pressure. So if you're looking for that extra edge on controlling your blood pressure, this is it. I really believe in this device. It's the Zona Plus. It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. And it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. There are studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. This is the real deal, folks. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health, in cooperation with Intelligent Medicine, offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So to find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or special website that we've set up for you, tryzonanow.com. All right. This item I think is of great importance because so many people are taking acid-blocking medication. And we know that there are downsides to the chronic use of these acid blockers, Prilosec, Nexium, Protonix. They can cause osteoporosis. They can increase the risk for a terrible gastrointestinal infection called C. difficile. In seniors, they increase the risk for pneumonia. They can be associated with irritable bowel syndrome because they disrupt the intestinal flora. And the most recent revelation is that they increase the risk for cardiovascular disease. Well, it gets worse, folks. And this is one of the reasons why I wrote an article a couple of months back about how to get off proton pump inhibitors, these powerful acid-blocking medications. Because when your doctor reassures you that, okay, you know, you could be on these medications for a lifetime, it's no biggie, it really is. And there are situations where sometimes people can't get off, but you should endeavor to get off. New headline, popular heartburn medications may increase ischemic stroke risk. That ain't good. So what they say already in this article is that PPIs have been associated with unhealthy vascular function, including heart attacks, kidney disease, and dementia. And now they found that PPIs pose a risk for ischemic stroke. They looked at the records of nearly 250,000, a quarter million Danish patients. And what they found was that there was a high correlation between the use of PPI medications, Prilosec, Protonix, Prevacid, and Nexium, and stroke. Overall, stroke risk increased by 21% when patients were taking a PPI. Now, that effect was somewhat blunted at the lowest doses of the PPIs. There was slight or no increased stroke risk.
But at the highest dose for these four proton pump inhibitors, stroke risk increased from 30% for Prevacid to a whopping 94% for Protonix. And parenthetically, there was no increased risk for these old-fashioned acid-blocking medications. Zantac, Pepcid did not cause higher risk. I presume Tagamet wouldn't cause a higher risk. They're weaker medications, and they don't have that effect. But something's going on here. And, you know, how many tens of millions of Americans depend on these medications day in and day out for decades? And that is truly concerning. And it's really worth investigating how we can get people off these, what seemed for a long time to be innocuous medications. And so often this pattern emerges, is that only after years and years of use of new drugs, an example of which was Vioxx, a powerful anti-inflammatory that may have contributed to as many as 50,000 deaths from heart disease. It's only after what's called post-marketing experience. In other words, these drugs are approved, looking at perhaps hundreds, maybe a couple of thousand patients, but then when millions of patients take them, then the dangerous patterns emerge, and we have to reassess our indiscriminate use of these medications. All right. E-cigarettes are in the news because we think they're a good way to get people to stop smoking. The thought is that, well, you're still hooked on nicotine, but at least you're not getting all that tar, all those carcinogenic substances that are present in cigarettes. But what ends up happening with e-cigarettes is that a lot of kids are using e-cigarettes because they're easier to obtain than regular cigarettes. You get carded when you buy cigarettes, but somehow e-cigarettes are easier to get, and the laws are unclear. You know, officially they aren't really supposed to be used by minors, but so many teenagers are puffing on these devices that they sometimes hack to deliver stronger amounts of nicotine, and then they're mixed sometimes with flavorings that are approved for oral use. In other words, you can swallow those flavorings, but nowhere has it been demonstrated that you can smoke those flavorings. It's unclear that the burning of those materials, the aromas, the flavors, the almost candy-like flavors that they put in these e-cigarettes are safe when taken via the lungs. So this headline, e-cigarettes may harm teens' lung health. Researchers found that when compared to those who never tried e-cigarettes, the risk of respiratory symptoms was approximately 85% higher among past users of e-cigarettes and double among current users. So it totally makes sense because you're inhaling the stuff. And the additional concern is the chemical vehicles that are used to suspend the nicotine, things like propylene glycol. Who says that those are good to inhale? And oh, by the way, the device itself that may contain plastic parts gets superheated and you're breathing that in too. So I think another health disaster is unfolding before our very eyes in the guise of harm reduction, preventing people from smoking cigarettes. We're getting more and more kids hooked on nicotine. By the way, these electronic cigarettes may be a gateway drug to normal cigarettes for many. We're not really reducing the toll of respiratory disease and other problems that are associated with regular cigarettes. So I just don't know how these things fall into some kind of regulatory limbo where their use isn't discouraged or prohibited by the powers that be, who are supposed to be there to safeguard us. 888-302-3684 is our number. And let's take a break. And when we return, more intelligent medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And a very exciting milestone that I'll announce is that as of last week, it was announced that we surpassed the milestone of 3 million podcast downloads, which I'm tremendously excited about because when I started podcasting a couple of years ago, I had no idea what the reception would be. So I knew that this is an emerging medium where more and more people don't just turn on the radio, listen to the radio in the usual fashion, but people go directly to the internet and download whatever they want. That's the way people are watching TV these days. I mean, they don't just kind of sit there, except maybe for sports events, watching in real time. But if I want to watch an episode of Game of Thrones, or if I want to watch a new series, one of my new favorite series, The Queen, I just go to Netflix, Amazon, or my cable channel, and I download the episode and watch it, you know, at my leisure, whenever I want. And that's what people are doing with Intelligent Medicine. You can catch this weekend show anytime you like because we post the weekend show on Monday mornings if you're not in place to listen to it in real time. And we've got additional podcasts, now 3,013,690 downloads as of the beginning of last week. So we want to extend a great thank you to those of you out there for availing yourself of that wonderful free resource. Keep it up. We appreciate it. And we have a new way for you to get questions to us. Of course, you can call us, 888-302-3684, to be on live on the air. Or you can email a question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and then we'll answer your question on our weekly Q&A with Layla. But we've got this little box, this black, well, it's not a box, it's kind of like an obelisk, you know, like the obelisk appeared in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, and, you know, the monkeys looked at it, and it was like, whoa. And when I first saw it, I said, whoa, what is that? But unbeknownst to me, my media people, people who set up the internet, created a portal where people can weigh in with questions. So you click on the box, and then you can record your question. And we'll field your question on the air, as we're about to, with this question. So hit it, Caleb.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. I might have plantar fasciitis. I was wondering what nutritional supplements you think are the best for tendons and overall anti-inflammatory issues like this one. Thank you.
Okay, great question. And, you know, I feel your pain because plantar fasciitis is something that virtually everyone has to cope with at some point. So what is it? How do you know you have plantar fasciitis? Well, plantar fasciitis usually manifests as heel pain that has a certain characteristic, which is that it seems to be worse on awakening. You get up out of bed and you stand up and you feel this sharp pain in your heel. And that may gradually abate through the day. It may be sore while you walk, and in bad cases, it's debilitating, you know, no matter when, you know, throughout the day. But typically it's worse, a little worse in the morning before you get up and stretch and walk around. And it's also something that often occurs in runners, as I was, and it sidelined me for a while, which was really disappointing. I hit 60 and started getting some plantar fasciitis, and it was really kind of demoralizing. But I worked through the problem, and how you work through it, I used a multiplicity of strategies. First of all, I went to a podiatrist. I got orthotics. I declined a steroid injection, which they said, they even admitted, wouldn't do much good. I also began to do a series of stretching exercises. Part of the problem is that as you age, your tendons stiffen,
and there's a lot of contraction of the tendons that causes a rubbing or inflammation in the heel. And some of that comes from your arch, and some of it comes from your Achilles tendon. So you do stretches where you stretch your calf muscles by leaning forward against the wall while straightening your leg. You can even massage your feet at night. Well, say while you're watching TV, just cross your legs and get in there deep, you know, dig in deep with your thumb and forefinger and massage deeply into that arch area to release it. The other thing that I did was at night I used a cock-up splint for my foot. It kept it in a 90-degree neutral position because that actually tends to rest the tendons. Because when you sleep, sometimes you sleep on your stomach, or you bend your foot at nearly close to a 90-degree angle, and that puts pressure and stretch on that critical area. And if you keep your foot in neutral, these are, you can buy these things for, 30, 40, 50 bucks, depending on the quality. And they keep your foot in neutral. They're a little cumbersome to use at night, but you get used to it. And they tend to keep your foot in the right position. I ended up having to do that for about 6 months. I also amped up on my anti-inflammatory nutrients. And the one in particular that is useful is curcumin. Curcumin has been shown to be helpful for tendonitis. This may be a variant on tendonitis. Also a lot of fish oil. An anti-inflammatory diet is helpful. Glucosamine sulfate may be helpful for this as well, even though this is not per se a joint problem. This is a tendon problem. I managed to work my way through it, and now I've continued a pretty aggressive running regime. And the good news is that you can overcome this. Diet is important too. So if you're carrying extra weight, and if you're on a pro-inflammatory diet, you're going to put more pressure on your foot. Plus, you have internal inflammation. And one of the things that helped me was adopting a paleo diet. It's a diet free of wheat and dairy, but I've gone even further. I've restricted grains entirely and use lots of anti-inflammatory fresh vegetables and spices in my diet, plenty of fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids, and I avoid sugar, which is one of the most pro-inflammatory things you can have. And I also avoid poor quality oils that are rich in omega-6. Some of the commercial salad dressings that I was sometimes resorting to, threw them out, got rid of them, just use pure olive oil or walnut oil on my salads. That I found extremely helpful in terms of alleviating my plantar fasciitis. So, keep up the faith. You can overcome plantar fasciitis. The other treatments, they do some treatments which are based on treatments for smashing kidney stones that are controversial treatments, but podiatrists sometimes use these treatments on the directly applied to the heel, which sometimes relieve the pain of plantar fasciitis. Some of the basketball players, even young basketball players, developed this from all the jumping, and that is a therapy that's been used by some prominent NBA players to relieve their symptoms when all else fails. But that's the story on plantar fasciitis, and I speak from experience. This too shall pass. All right, the vampire cure. Recently we interviewed, and you can check out the podcast at drhoffman.com, Cracking the Aging Code with a guest, John Mitteldorf. And the proposition of that book is that a variety of things we can do to slow the aging process down, natural therapies that we can engage in, lifestyle processes, but there are also certain high-tech interventions. They're working on new drugs. So check out our interview, Cracking the Aging Code, with Josh Mitteldorf. But one of the therapies that we discussed, it's kind of weird. It's the vampire therapy. And here's an article about this. The Elixir of Youth, plasma from the blood of young people, reverses the aging process. Now, this is not new. This is actually based on experiments that have been done over the past few years. And, hey, Dracula discovered this, right? It's the secret to eternal life.
It seems that the effects of aging could be reversed in part thanks to the blood plasma of teenagers. Using donations from 18-year-olds, researchers gave middle-aged mice, I mean, the equivalent of an 18-year-old mouse, right? It's not an 18-year-old young boy or girl. The researchers gave middle-aged mice two doses. Oh, wait, they used human blood. Okay. They used plasma. They gave middle-aged mice two doses of human blood each week and monitored the reaction. And what they found is that rodents developed new brain cells and exhibited greater speed, agility, and reaction times. The plasma from humans had a rejuvenation effect on the mice, something which held promise for a possible human treatment, particularly for those suffering from degenerative conditions like Alzheimer's disease. Young human plasma improves cognition, according to a report to the Society for Neuroscience. And there's a company that's trying to clean up on this and develop a patented therapy that will involve infusions of young blood, or maybe certain filtered principles from young blood, that will actually help to have a rejuvenating effect. Can hardly wait. Kim Kardashian's already on it. She famously underwent a so-called vampire facial, which involves taking blood from the arm, separating the platelets, and injecting it into the face with hundreds of tiny needle pricks. Ouch. I guess that's what celebrities do to stay young. Thanks for joining us. Check out drhoffman.com for podcasts and more information. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.